The threat of right-wing vigilantes looms over this election season. Militia-style groups have been involved in deadly attacks at rallies, and the FBI says a plot to kidnap the Democratic governor of Michigan. In some states, police are making plans to do on what to do if armed groups show up to intimidate voters. The spotlight feels especially glaring to an Idaho militia leader named Eric Parker. Federal prosecutors have called him a domestic terrorist. Today, he's a Republican running for state Senate, presenting himself as a responsible, moderate face of the militia movement. Extremism analysts, however, say there is no such thing. NPR's Hannah Alam sends us this report from Idaho.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the senatorial debate for Idaho's District 26.
It's debate night in the town of Haley, in one of the last purple districts in otherwise ruby-red Idaho.
Eric, yes, nice to finally see you face-to-face.
It's so good to see you, too.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
That's incumbent State Senator Michelle Stinnett, a Democrat. She's greeting her Republican challenger, Eric Parker. They're polite, but they both know an awkward question is coming.
Mr. Parker.
And it does.
You've pled guilty to breaking the law at the 2015 showdown between the Bureau of Land Management at the Bundy's Ranch in Nevada. If elected, you'll take an oath of office.
The moderator asks Parker, would he obey the law even if he disagrees with it? Parker smirks. He corrects the year.
It was 2014.
Okay.
They offered me a misdemeanor obstruction. Now, misdemeanor obstruction is the same as jaywalking. If anybody's never done that before, go ahead and raise your hand.
But to federal authorities, it was a lot more serious than jaywalking.
Now to a story that takes us out to the western U.S., to Nevada, where a standoff between the federal government and a local cattle rancher involving an armed militia almost turned violent.
In April of 2014, Parker was a 30-year-old electrician who made the life-changing decision to join the standoff. He was called the Bundy Ranch Sniper because of a widely shared photo of him lying on a bridge, leveling a semi-automatic rifle at authorities in a riverbed below. Researchers have called it the most iconic photo of the anti-government movement of the past 20 years. Somehow, the standoff ended peacefully. Overnight, Parker became a symbol, a domestic terrorist to authorities, a hero to the far-right patriot movement. 2 years later, though, that day on the bridge caught up to him. Parker was indicted on a laundry list of felony charges.
If I got convicted, I was dying in prison. It was the scariest thing I've ever gone through in my whole life.
But Parker wasn't convicted, not in the first trial, or the second. Instead of a third trial, federal prosecutors allowed Parker to plead guilty to a single misdemeanor. The Bundy Ranch Sniper walked. Or in Parker's view, he was exonerated, as he told me over coffee one day.
I do think some people will see that photo and say, why do you get to level a firearm at a federal agent and sit here and be drinking coffee? Why?
Due process.
Due process gave Parker a second chance. He used it to build one of the best-known armed groups in the western United States, the Real Three Percenters Idaho. Next, he set his sights on the State House, and that's how he ended up on a debate stage last month, telling an audience that, yes, he'd obey the law, but he left himself some wiggle room.
Yes, I will follow the law, but an unjust law is an illegal law per the Constitution.
Over the past year, we've seen Eric Parker work to enter the mainstream. In some ways, he sort of put down his camo and put on a suit and tie. He's running for office.
That's Lindsay Schubiner of the Western State Center. It's a civil rights nonprofit that tracks militia activity in the region. She says Parker is part of a trend of far-right leaders pushing into the mainstream. But behind the smooth political talk, she says, there's always the implicit threat of violence.
Eric Parker is still the leader of an armed paramilitary movement that is not accountable to any civil or government authority, and that's incredibly dangerous.
Over the past year, NPR has watched Parker navigate two worlds, the political and the paramilitary. We've seen him meet with Democrats at the Capitol in Boise, and we've seen him training near the Oregon border.
Now what he's doing is radioing ahead.
Here, Parker's running a convoy drill, big trucks with 3% decals. At one point, a cop spots them on the highway. Parker's guys are hogging the road in a defensive formation.
We just had a witness going opposite direction, may not have liked your diamond formation. Keep an eye out in the rear.
The cop takes one look and goes the other direction. Parker shrugs.
They see a bunch of trucks rolling with the logo real close together. They know it's drill day.
It's impossible to imagine a training exercise of, say, an armed Muslim group getting the same pass. But this is Idaho. There's political space for a guy like Parker. He learned that 2 years ago on a visit to the Capitol in Boise.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to introduce Mr. Eric Parker, just walked in.
That's Republican state lawmaker Dorothy Moon, a Parker supporter. Idaho Public Media captured the scene.
I'd like for you to welcome him, and I appreciate everything he's done for the citizens of Idaho and in Nevada. Thank you.
Welcome.
The rest of the country saw elected officials in Idaho clapping for a man authorities call a dangerous extremist. Parker saw a path to legitimacy, to power.
It didn't click right away, but something started to form in my head that we had an opportunity that we were either going to use or not use. And I hate passing opportunities. And we checked it out and we tried and we saw how far we could get. And we realized we could get pretty far.
Let's get her done. We're just one hot piece of rock and roll away from the Goody Pro Rodeo.
At sunset on a recent Friday, hundreds of people, not a mask in sight, arrived for a big annual rodeo in rural Gooding County. It's a red part of the district Parker is running to represent. He introduces himself to families on the way in.
You in Gooding?
Yeah.
Running for Senate.
As on which ticket? The Republican?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Months after insisting that his political identity is 3%er, here's Parker the Republican, with state party backing. Within the militia movement, not everybody approves of this transformation or some of his stances. Parker says he won't work with white nationalists, and he considers himself a true blue constitutionalist, a holdout in an era when the anti-government camp actually sounds pretty pro-government, as long as Donald Trump is in the White House. Sure, Parker says, he'll vote for Trump, but you're not going to see him in a MAGA hat or with a pro-police flag.
There's a lot of people with my guy syndrome, right? Now the executive branch is okay because my guy's there. The power the executive branch holds is okay because my guy's there. I don't agree with any of that, and I think it's dangerous.
The word militia has become a catch-all, a way to describe organized groups like his, as well as pop-up bands of riled-up neighborhood guys. In all corners of the movement, Parker says, tensions are high. It feels like something's about to blow.
Those groups out there, I do not make excuses for. I've literally tried to proactively take my own time to search out who's in charge and tell them, as the guy in the picture that holds some sort of sway, I guess, to listen, man, it's going to get crazy, and you have a responsibility.
Extremism researchers warn against looking at Parker as some kind of statesman of the militia world. Whether these groups operate within the law or not, they say, there's nothing benign about a paramilitary force. Even if he's a long-shot candidate, they warn, the Eric Parker on the ballot is the same one on the bridge, holding a rifle. Parker says he doesn't hide that history. He leads with it.
They have a misunderstanding that I'm some sort of, like, I'm ashamed of it, and I'm not. I own it, and it's what makes me me. And when I'm Senator Parker, it'll be what makes Senator Parker Senator Parker.
Hannah Lam, NPR News, Haley, Idaho.